listen to the good news proclaimed in the gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter, reading from the 2nd verse. Glory to Christ, our Savior. Mark chapter 9, verse 2. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His clothes became shining exceedingly white like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. And Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Because he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid. And a cloud came and overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved son, hear him." Suddenly, when they had looked around, they saw no one anymore, but only Jesus with themselves. Now, as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one the things they had seen till the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise
our Lord. Amen. May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The collect for this morning: Holy God, on the Mount of Transfiguration, you revealed your Son as Christ. Now this part, transform our lives in his image. Write your law of love on our hearts and make us prophets of your shining splendor through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And then the set of readings for today, as we have heard them read from Kings and Paul's letter to the Corinthians this day. The Sunday before Lent in our lectionary readings is Transfiguration Sunday. And in the gospel reading, we heard about the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountaintop and telling the story of Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain, or reflecting on that story at a later time. We would read from Peter in his second epistle, and I quote his words saying, "We had been eyewitnesses of his majesty." And so transfiguration is a tricky word to translate and to deal with. We could use the Latin transformation, or the Greek metamorphosis, or just the commonly used transfiguration. And whichever one we may use, it is about one thing being changed into another, or to put it another way, something being revealed for what it really is. And in this case, the true nature of Jesus being revealed unto the hearer. And what was Peter's response to this vision of glory when Jesus was transfigured on the mount and present were Moses and Elijah who appeared with him? He responded in the words of the hymn that we sung as an intro this morning. "'Tis good, Lord, to be here. Thy glory fills the night. Thy face and garments like the sun shine with unborrowed light." It is Peter saying, "It's great, Lord, to be here. It is good to be with you in your glory and with the company of Moses and Elijah." And so let us try to capture this moment. Let us try to keep this moment. Let me build 3 huts for you so that we can stay here and enjoy the glory. And somehow, dear friends, I hope that this is a sentiment that we could echo this morning, you and I. "'Tis good, Lord, to be here. Good to worship and witness with one another together."
Good to be together in the church of God to pray. This prayerful, beautiful building. And to be, I hope, stronger together than we would be apart this morning. And so we are made to believe that in the Transfiguration story, we are called upon to be pioneers, people preparing the way. We are called upon to be bridge builders in this world, using this very mountaintop experiences and the wonderful revelations that has been made unto us, and somehow translate this into our ordinary lives, so that in doing, dear friends, the mundane, we may do it with awe and wonder. Because we find ourselves after the Transfiguration on the Mount, down in the valleys of life and the struggles of life. And so to be a pioneer is to take part in the beginnings, or to initiate, or to be the first. It makes one a foot soldier, making roads for others to walk in. Or one would be considered enterprising. You are a pilgrim, you are on a journey, you are an initiator. Now, as children in school, I remember we were given a very narrow definition of pioneers and pioneering work. And it was centered upon a few individuals and discoveries that basically said to the rest of us, don't you worry about this, man. You won't be able to attain any of this. This is only for a few special people. You are not, never will be, and so forget about it. And so it was for us, David Livingstone and his expedition and discovery of Africa. It was Rousseau and his pioneering and liberating work as a philanthropist. It was Louis Pasteur and penicillin, Alexander Bell and the telephone. It was Thomas Edison and the light bulb, Sir Isaac Newton and the laws of physics. Those were these wonderful pioneering guys. And somewhere in this all, dear friends, we are made to forget about our own pioneering people who did wonderful things over many decades and centuries. We are made to forget their passion, their love, their warmth, their drive, and how they used and employed their gifts so that they can build and secure and create a better life. And believe me when I say to you, the church is no exception to all of this. She does have her own great number of pioneers, bridge builders, those preparing the way for others. And all of us sitting here in this church today, we know them by name. They are our ancestors, some of them even still alive in this world today. And so on this Transfiguration Sunday, friends, I want you to think about them. Think about their passion. Think about their excitement. And if you engage them, just think about how they talk about their involvement in the Church of God, whether it be St. Peter's and Michael's and Monica's and Chad's or St. Simon's or any other. If you engage them, they would talk. They would speak with a twinkle in their eye and sometimes with pain in their voices. And at times they will share their struggles as they relive those wonderful glory days in the Church of God. You know what? In this was a time of visionary thinking, visionary work. And when we share their stories, we create new warmth. We create new vigor. We create new excitement amongst the people of God in worship. Talk to them about this church, its building. And they will share with you the challenges they had to face, the struggles they had to endure. But they will do so with a twinkle in the eye, and with an attitude that would say it was all worth the while, all the struggles. You know why? Because they acted in faith, not knowing where the means would come from to do what is needed to be done. And yet they trusted in God to provide. And so this morning we are challenged on this Transfiguration Sunday. We are challenged. Do we feel like a pioneering people? Do we feel like those preparing the way for others? Are we bridge builders? Do we venture into new things? Do we act on our faith, not knowing where the means would come from, and yet just trust God to provide? And I'm simply reminding each one of us, myself and you today, that we are from a long history of people who serve the church with God with commitment and love. Some of them were taken from their accustomed places to serve God somewhere else. We read this in the Word of God. Abram was a happy farmer. And then he was uprooted and asked to pack up all his things and to go where God has sent him. Moses, we are told, was comfortable being a shepherd. And then God called him to Egypt to lead his people to freedom. And so prophets, disciples, apostles, evangelists, missionaries, virgins, sacristans, ministers, counselors, church wardens, treasurers, musicians, all of us, we are called upon to be pioneers. And many of them, says the Word of God, were called by a single instruction. Jesus saying, follow me. That's all. That's it. Follow me. And so this morning, dear friends, we are afforded another glimpse into the glories of the mountaintop experiences. And I'm sure that you do get the message, and that the message is quite clear for each one of us. The message that says every parishioner is one piece of this beautiful puzzle, part of this beautiful puzzle of the Church of St. Peter's and any others of our six chapelries, seven with St. Andrew's. And maybe we get the message that says that if one piece is missing, then the picture is incomplete. And when more pieces are missing, the picture fails to make sense. We need everyone. And so our time together on Sunday morning worship, dear friends, is a preparation to send us out for Christian lives lived in the world out there for the rest of the 6 days of the week. And dear friends, in all the different places that we may find ourselves, in whatever circumstances we may find ourselves, we are meant to be people preparing the way. And so here this morning, this service, this act of worship, friends, it is simply the service station, if you like. It is where we are refueled, where we are refreshed, where we are reawakened to God's word. And yes, here in his presence, in word and sacrament, we are recharged to go out from here and serve him in all that we do, with all that we have. And so Jesus, with Peter, James, and John, had to come down from the mountain. And in fact, none of them had the luxury to stay up there for too long to bask in the glory of the transfiguration. The next story following on the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ, after they have descended from the mountain, was about him meeting the crowd and healing an epileptic boy. And straight after that, what did Jesus do? He, in conversation with his disciples and hearers, predicted his death. This is what we are called upon as well, dear friends. Yes, we come together, we sing, we pray, we reflect, we read. We have a wonderful time of worship. But then as soon as we leave this church, the reality of life crowds in on us again. And it is precisely in these realities and the difficulties of everyday life that God is to be found amongst us. And we are to be his pioneers, bridge builders, preparing the way for others to receive him. You see, God is not just found on the mountaintop experiences, but out in the real world as well. If our faith does nothing for us on a Monday morning when everything is going wrong, then we have done on Sunday, what we have done on Sunday hasn't really been very helpful to each one of us. It is good, Lord, to be here. And then it continues and says, and so we need to go down to the plain. But as we go down to the plain, dear God, come with us to the plain. Be with us in our struggle. Be with us in our realities of life. Be with us in our relationships with one another. Be with us in our struggles in these relationships. Be with us in our health struggles, dear God and Father. Be with us in our joys. Be with us in our celebrations. But also be with us in our sadness and our struggles in everyday life. The word says Jesus, accompanied by the three disciples, was transfigured. They saw him for who he is. Jesus is. And they heard the affirmation through a voice from heaven. This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. He is him. He's the Messiah. He's the Savior. He's the Redeemer. God has spoken. And so, friends, painfully, let us, me and you, let us be reminded that we are called to be pioneers. Don't become comfortable settlers, friends. Be on the move. Do not linger for too long. Move forward. The word says that the Israelites complained to Moses about their struggles in the desert. They forgot that they were liberated from slavery in Egypt. The word said this morning, Colleen reminded us of it. They wanted the king, and then they were giving a long list of bad kings. They wanted the temple, and then in the temple, all sorts of abuses happened. And today, Peter wants to start a building project. Not that Peter. He wants to build 3 huts for Elijah, for Moses, and Jesus. And so the word for each one of us today, dear friends, is listen to him. Listen to him. He is calling you to be a pioneer, not a settler. What is it that you and I need to rekindle the fire of ministry and mission within? The word says that we were given different gifts and talents for a variety of ministries in answer to the needs of this world. And so when we, you and I, when we do what we are supposed to do, we relive the glory of former years in the church of God this very day. Because then we discover our role and our purpose, and we realize that life lies in the journey, not in the destination. Ask our ancestors and those wonderful pioneers that has been here before us. Sometimes I'm reminded that church is a bit like going to the gym. Some people like the idea of going, but don't. Others do go, but they aren't really training for anything. And then some actually use it to help them with the race that they are running. This is church. This is us. What is the race that we are running? What are we training for, dear friends? Are we training for the mountain climbing that lies ahead? But also, are we training for the work that lies ahead in the valleys of life? To be up there on the mountaintop with Jesus, Moses, Elijah, Peter, James, and John is okay. But we should also be training, dear friends, here on earth to be kingdom builders, so that we may join in God's work here and finally be with him in heaven forever. Someone once asked Mother Teresa if she really believed that she can make a difference, and that she would be able to wipe out poverty and suffering, frail and sickly as she was at the age of 90. Her response was simply this: I wasn't called to be successful. I was called to be faithful. We all, dear friends, have something to do for God. And I conclude, hear the words of the author Henry Blackaby in his book called Experiencing God. And I quote, simple sentence. He says, we should attempt things so great that they are doomed to failure unless God intervenes. We should attempt things so great that they are doomed to failure unless God intervenes. If you and I do your and my part as God does his, anything would be possible. And so I pray, God, send us out to shine with your light, to forgive with your generosity, to love, dear God, with your kindness in the world into which you send us. As we pray this in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.